Mishnah Hey, since the previous Mishnah ended off talking about mukta, the following Mishnah also talks about mukta, also to do with straw. Hakasha gabi amita, straw which is on top of a bed, and straw, unless you have intention otherwise before Shabbos, straw is generally used for setting fire to things, for making a fire, or to cook things, and that is a forbidden use on Shabbos, and therefore straw is considered a mukta item, and therefore of course you are not allowed to move it. And the truth is, this person could really sleep on the bed while the straw is still there. So he doesn't need to move it, so if he wants to move it, he certainly cannot move it in the regular way, because it is mukta. However, although he's not allowed to move it with his hand, but he is allowed to move it with his body, this is known as tiltul min hatsad, indirect moving of mukta, and that is permitted because the Rabbanon only forbade a regular way of moving the mukta item, so you could move the straw away with your body. If he had set aside the straw before Shabbos for the sake of animal food, so then it's no longer mukta, or if there was a pillow or a sheet on there before Shabbos came in, so that means already before Shabbos you showed that you're using this as a bed, and that you want to lie down on there, so you've already shown that your intention is to move the straw away, and therefore it's not considered mukta at all, and menanu biyodai, you are allowed to move it with your hand in the regular direct way. Says the Mishnah, Machbe Shabalabatim, a clothes presser owned by a homeowner, a private individual, and this was basically made up of two large wide boards placed one on top of the other, and they would put clothes in between them and then put the heavy board on top of it in order to press them and make them sort of the olden day ironing. So the Mishnah says, Matirin, one is allowed to undo the top board from the bottom board. They weren't tied very tightly, so there's nothing wrong with untying it on Shabbos. Avalei Kovshin, but one is not allowed to actually put the heavy board on top of the lower board in order to actually start the process on Shabbos, because it would take a very long time for it to actually take effect. So they would leave it for a while, so it comes out that you're really preparing for after Shabbos. And it's forbidden to do something on Shabbos as a preparation for after Shabbos. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vishal Kovshin, a clothes presser owned by a professional washer, so they would have a more sophisticated machine, and on this one they would tie the top board to the lower board very tightly. And so the Mishnah says, Lo yigabo, you cannot touch it, and the way we're going to understand this is that the Mishnah is saying you cannot touch it to undo it. So you can't even undo the top board and take away your clothes, because since it was tied so tightly, to untie it and undo it, that is considered a tolda of seiser, of demolishing. Now, the perek ends off with a small leniency from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, there is a case where you would be able to undo even a more professional clothes presser, and that is Imhoyal Mutram Erev Shabbos. If it was partly undone already before Shabbos came in, then Matres Kula, you can finish off the undoing, the unscrewing, the shemtoy, and then remove your clothes from the lower board. And the reason why this is permitted is because it is no longer considered similar to demolishing, since the process had been started already, and you didn't have to do much on Shabbos itself.